Welcome to the Jim Rohman Show, where we help you build a better business to build a better life with your host, Jim Rohman. How would you like to be less stressed, get more done, and feel like you're winning? In today's episode, we're going to be talking about what people would call work-life balance, getting control of your business and your life. Hi, I'm Jim Rohman, your host, and I am excited about this episode. Lately, people have come up to me lately and said, hey, Jim, I really like this life-work balance. I would like to have more balance in my life. And I thought I'd share with you a special episode where I'm going to share with you what I do on not only a daily basis, but a weekly, monthly, and yearly basis to be less stressed, to get more done, and feel like I'm in control. Ultimately, I want to win. I find so often when we don't win as human beings, we feel like we're losing. We lose that momentum. We lose that energy. And I want to hopefully give you a tip or two today to turn that frown upside down. But I have a confession to start off with. I have a confession. Most people that know me as Mr. Positive, always positive. But to be honest with you, there's not a week goes by when I am down and or depressed. I am not Mr. Positive, and that is some of my toughest days. So if you know me and get to know me, I'm Mr. Positive in public, but those are days that I get down more often than I would like and to admit. But I want to share with you how I turn that around on a daily basis, a weekly basis, and an annual basis. So let's jump right into it. So one of the first things that I do to stay positive is to reflect on my many blessings that I have. So I wake up every morning. You may have heard in other episodes where I read my Bible, I read my devotional, and I reflect on my many blessings. There's always something to be grateful for, whether it's the sunrise, the sunset, the weather, the friends in your life. And so I never lose sight that it could be worse whenever it's bad, and other people have it maybe more challenging than me. So one of the first things that I do is to start off the day in a positive mood if all possible. And I do that through reading. I do that for running. I like to get out and run now. I call it run walking. Getting outside in nature makes a huge, huge difference. So again, I just want to let you know, I am not always positive because, you know, there are bad things that happen to me. There's something I might eat that makes me feel bad, or not feeling like I'm making progress. That really hurts me and brings me down. So again, I'm human like anybody else. If you're struggling with any of these things and you want some help, please reach out to me or one of my team members. We would love to help you work through that. We have resources that are available if you are down and you just can't get yourself up and you need an extra push or encouragement. Second thing that I do to feel like I'm in control, be less stressed, get more done, is how I organize my day. So I try to organize my day first thing in the morning. Some people do it at night. And the first thing that I do, if I'm going to be honest, is I get out a post-it note. And on that post-it note, I write my top 3 to 5 priorities for the day. So for today, I have a post-it note right in front of me, right here in front of the microphone. And I needed to reach out to one of our clients to get them scheduled for a coaching session. The second thing I need to do today is I need a substitute for my networking group. So if anybody wants a substitute for me the first part of June 8th, I could use a substitute. And then number 3, I want to reach out to a former client of mine who just recently retired, and I would love to reconnect with her, see how life is treating her. And then I have a bunch of other things I need to get done, but the first thing I do first thing in the morning when I get to my desk is I get out a post-it note. Now, why a post-it note? Because you can only write so much on a post-it note. So to be honest with you, I had to pick the post-it note because I used a sheet of paper. I'd put too many things on it, not get half of them done, and then get down and depressed. So that's why I use a post-it note. So that's my little secret. And so if you see my desk, I have a couple of post-it notes on it right now. And then as I finish the post-it note, I get to throw it away, which feels really, really good. Feels like a real win. What else do I do in a course of a daily basis? I don't try to overbook myself. I used to back in the day try to get so much done in a course of a day. And like I said earlier, not get half of it done and give up. As human beings, we need to feel like we're progressing each and every day, each and every moment. And if you try to overdo it, you'll underdo it and you'll be down and not positive. So those are just a couple of things that I do. Love to hear from you. What do you do on a daily basis to, one, lift your spirits? Number 2, get things done. There's a lot of great books out there. One of them is getting done by Mr. Allen. David Allen is a great expert on getting things done. I have his CD series. I highly recommend it. He's probably the guru of getting things done. So check that out. Now, what do I do on a weekly basis to get more done, feel less stressed, and feel like I'm winning? Well, one of the things is that I block my schedule. You can go to my website. I talk about this topic in our blog. You can go to jimromanonline.com/blog, or just go to the blog tab and you can find out about block timing. But in a nutshell, my schedule looks pretty much the same week after week after week. Mondays and Tuesdays, I do client care time. I spend time with my clients. I do my coaching calls on Mondays and Tuesdays. And then on Thursdays and Fridays is my follow-up phone calls, prospecting phone calls. Now, why do I do that? Well, in the many resources on being productive, being effective, they say that if you can focus on one thing at a time, the odds of you achieving success is over 90%. But when you start to multitask and do multiple things, you tend to be less effective. And then if you have three or four things you're trying to get done at the same time, you just give up in getting any of them done because you're just not in most cases. So I find that if I'm in mindset mode for clients on Mondays and Tuesdays, then guess what? I'm in the energy of client time Mondays and Tuesdays. And then on Thursdays and Fridays, I'm following up with people, prospecting. So I'm a follow-up mindset and prospect mindset. And a lot of times that which makes less stress, because guess what? On Monday and Tuesday, I am not thinking about Thursdays and Fridays. And Thursdays and Fridays, I am not working on Mondays and Tuesdays. And this sounds subtle, but it's huge. I think a lot of our stress comes from not knowing when we're going to get certain things done. And we worry more about getting it done than actually getting it done. For me, now with this new mindset that I've been doing for many, many years, I know that if it's a client challenge, client issue, or client time, Mondays and Tuesdays. It's automatic and it's freeing. And then prospecting Thursdays and Fridays, it's freeing. And so I highly recommend if you don't, or you're not familiar with block timing, go to our website at jimromanonline.com/blog, check out the resources on that. I think it would be super helpful. It goes into more detail of block timing. I would love to know what you're doing on a weekly basis to be able to get more done and be less stressed. So now what do I do on a monthly basis? And hopefully you can take any of these tips yourselves, but on a monthly basis, that's an interesting perspective. So one of the things I do on a monthly basis, I break my time up into thirds. The thirds being on the 10th, the 15th, and the 20th. In other words, on the 10th, I look at my numbers, the 15th, I look at my numbers, and on the 20th, I look at my numbers. Why? Because I can't do anything about my numbers on the 3rd, the 7th, the 16th, the 23rd, because I'm probably trying to hit my numbers. What I can do on the 10th, the 15th, and the 20th is look at and see if I'm hitting my numbers. So on the 10th, I should be a third way through my sales goals or revenue goals. On the 15th, I should be halfway. And by the 20th, I should be two-thirds the way. This has been something that was huge for me, because looking at my numbers every single day was not effective. Looking at it every single week was not effective. When I chunked it down to third, a third, a third, it made a world of difference. Meaning on the 10th, if I'm not hitting my numbers, I have plenty of time. On the 15th, if I'm not hitting my numbers, I should worry a little bit. And by the 20th, I better kick it in the gear to hit my numbers by the end of the month. So that's one of the things that I do to be less stressed, get more done, is chunking my times into thirds on a monthly basis. And then finally, on an annual basis, what do I do is I cut things into quarters, 90-day increments. So I try to break my chunk, my time down into three-month increments. The concept comes from the 12-week work week or 12-week year. Part of the concept came from that. There's other books on the topic. But I find that if you have 90-day goals versus 12-month goals, you're more likely to achieve it because they're short and to a point, whereas the 12-month goal, halfway through the year, if you're not hitting it, you give up. So I chunk my time into quarters. And not only that, each quarter I take time off. Each quarter I treat myself to something fun so that I can recharge my batteries for the next quarter to follow. I find so often people have vacations once a year, and that is all the fun they have. I don't think once a year is enough. And so I recommend, or I've learned from successful people, that every 90 days you should take time off, do something to celebrate, do something to treat yourself. So those are just some of the things that I do from a business perspective. I want to jump into now in a personal perspective to finish up this perspective. Because ultimately, I want you to win. I want you to feel less stressed. I want you to get more done. And I just want to share some tidbits that don't tie into any of those particular categories we just talked about. For example, I said earlier that one of the things I do to feel better, be more positive, is I read. I find for myself, if I read more business books, I get inspired by business books. I find people who read nonfiction, that's their time for themselves. There are people who read poetry, people who listen to podcasts. I guess what I'm getting at is do something to change your brain, or more importantly, to grow your knowledge. You know, one of my favorite sayings is the more you know, the more you grow. Well, one of the ways of doing that is learning more. Is a great tool for keeping myself positive and moving in the right direction. Again, reflection. I reflect a lot on my life. I reflect a lot on my past, but I reflect on the many blessings that I've been afforded. You, my listeners, my clients, my community, and my connections. Life is not the same without you all. And so I remind myself of all the special people who've come into my life, who are in my life, and those I will meet in my future life. And the last thing that I want to share with you, because I think it's important more now than a lot of times of the year, is caring calls. I was talking to a former client of mine just yesterday, and he says, Jim, you know what you're really good at is staying in touch, checking in with me. And I feel bad that I don't do the same for you. And I said to my former client, now friend, I said to him, well, to be honest with you, one of the reasons why I do it is because it lifts my spirits. If I think about my problems, worry about my challenges, that's going to bring me down. But if I can call you and care for you, I might just make a difference for you, and that lifts my spirits. In fact, one of the stories I think I've shared in previous episodes, when COVID hit us, I knew that I needed to make more caring calls to people to get them through this difficult time. And I remember calling one of my property manager friends out west. And I said to her, I was thinking about you, and I just thought I'd give you a call. I had a prompting. And she goes, oh my God, I'm so glad to hear from you. And then she went on to share with me that this was one of the most difficult times in her life, from her business not working out, some health issues, the list went on and on and on. And then she paused and she's, wait a minute. She says, I haven't even told my husband this. Thank you so much for listening. And I'm like, well, thank you so much for sharing. And I realized those caring calls go a long, long way. And I've been sharing this tip and trick that I've been doing for quite some time now to encouraging people to make those caring calls, that someone comes to your heart today, someone comes to your mind today, don't hesitate, pick up the phone, send an email, check in on them, because I think there's a reason for that. So anytime I get this prompting or this calling to call somebody, I'll do that. In fact, just yesterday, I was on my way to a chiropractor appointment, and Cindy, one of my former clients in Raleigh, North Carolina, came to mind. I said, you know what? I've been talking to Cindy in a while. I thought about her last week. I'm going to text her. Well, the first reaction is, well, she won't want to hear from it. It's been a year or 2 years. I'm like, I had the prompting to check in on Cindy, and so that's what I did. And I got a joyous text back, and I texted her back. She texted me back, and it was just great news. It was great to hear the tone of her voice within the text. And so it continues to amaze me when I follow those promptings, when that person comes to mind, how it lifts my spirits when I reach out to them, and it lifts their spirits because I reached out to them as well. So finally, in finishing up to being less stressed, getting more done, I have to say this last tidbit because I have somebody, I can just sense you in the audience saying, well, Jim, that's all great, but what about my work environment? My work environment is not conducive to being positive. My work environment is not less stressed. My work environment does not get me work done. Again, go to our free resources on jimromanonline.com. We wrote an article about creating a great work environment. There's block timing. But for those of you who don't have the best work environment, I would encourage your company to revisit their vision, mission, and values. I think a lot of times companies lose their way because they forget their vision, mission, and values, or they're not bringing the vision, mission, and values to the forefront in their monthly meetings, even in their weekly meetings. The other thing I would do is I would look in your work environment to make sure it's less distractions going on. So often we are open to this open door policy, the cubicle-free offices, and sometimes that's not the best thing for doing. So changing your work environment, moving to another place, maybe even going to a local library to get work done, or working from home sometimes, or not working from home for others. And so I just wanted to leave that last tidbit that I just feel somebody in my audience is listening right now and says, great, Jim, my work environment is not conducive to less stress, getting more done, or feeling like I'm winning, let's talk. Reach out to me. Let's do a complimentary coaching session. I offer that up to any of our listeners that are looking to grow themselves, grow their businesses, to work through those specifically. So hopefully you got something out of today. Number one, remember, I'm not always positive, but I have a way of getting positive quickly through the techniques and tips that I talked about today. I also look at my life on a daily basis, weekly basis, monthly basis, and yearly basis, and chunk it down so that I can win, be less stressed, and feel like I'm winning. Again, I want to thank you for joining us. Please reach out to us. Go to our website for free resources at jimromanonline.com. We have a blog. We have this podcast. And again, thank you for all of our listeners. We appreciate you. Let us know if there's any particular topics you want to cover in the near future. Until then, remember, the more you know, the more we grow. Thank you so much for listening today. For more information, visit my website at jimromanonline.com or follow me on Facebook and LinkedIn at jimromanonline.com. And you can email me at questions@askjimroman.com. But I